a cat scratch, a whiplash, a witch hunt in black. Sandpaper!
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode number what? Where are we at?
Four
of the Spicy Boys of Podcasting. We're back. Luke's back. Drew's
what's up,
here.
What's up?
I'm here. Luke was gone to the beach last week. And, you know, why even waste time? Introduction and all that. Let's go and get started. This week, there's news about Corey Gaines, the woman who she was in an 8-hour standoff with police. She was shot and killed, and she had a baby in her arm. But what a lot of people aren't telling you is that she was also shooting a shotgun at police. So, I mean, and that's just something left out. Just kind of quick before we go into it, what do you guys think? What do you got on there?
Well, everything I read, yeah. I mean, the police were right. It's their life. But I don't, because they said they don't really know who shot the kid, so, and I don't really know what to say about it. What now?
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there, but, I mean, like a standoff like that. I mean, they fired a warning shot first. They didn't shoot at her.
It's definitely her fault. But yeah. No, I wouldn't put anything on the police. It's her fault.
And that's always a thing. That's something I kind of try to adhere to, is you always wait for the facts. Yesterday, when you saw these people tweeting, oh, they killed a 5-year-old nine Capitol lovers. A 5-year-old. I mean, well, they shot a 5-year-old, sorry, and they killed a mother. A mother. These people aren't waiting for the facts. These people are going off of emotion. And there's a social worker that was actually tweeting about it, and he just very ignorant the way he's tweeting about it. He was saying, I've been in many standoffs with mothers like this, and he said, and it never has ended in death. And people are tweeting at him saying, well, did you ever have shots fired at you? And he's like, no, but it was kind of like this. Well, no, it's not like that.
It wasn't.
No, so you're totally different situation. But you guys thought the police were right in the situation. Into getting, you know, you the choose to get shot, or you take out the threat, right?
I mean, they waited as long as they could.
I mean,
yeah. 8 hours.
I hate how it happened. I hate how it happened.
It's one of those things, terrible, awful,
but
shouldn't happen.
The kids lived, right?
Yeah, the kid is
alive. It probably would have been way worse if the police would have done
it. It could have been a lot worse.
Well, the guy that was in the apartment ran off with a 1-year-old child.
Exactly. So what mother or parents do that?
Yeah.
Is my thing.
It's crazy. Sorry, I had to move the mic. I was looking at the thing and I couldn't see Drew. When he was talking, he didn't go very high. But it's insanity the way people tweet about this stuff. Is that they automatically side with the person who's shooting at the cops, and they don't wait for any type of information. Mm-hmm. They automatically assume this person's right. This person's in the. That's just such an insane way of thinking. And I pray to God. Nobody that I know and nobody ever can just think like this. Because it's just so, it's a terrible way to think. Kind of move on. We did a little bit on that. Not as long as I wanted yet. Ben Shapiro got banned from DePaul for speaking. Ben Shapiro, of course, well-known anti-Black Lives Matter, anti-wage gap, anti-really all the things that these social justice warriors like. He's also never Trump. So obviously, you know, he... everybody's kind of hit and miss. I don't agree with them a lot of stuff, but if you're going to allow all these protesters, like these Black Lives Matter protests, and all these people to come to your campus and do what they do, up here at Appalachian, I saw a lot of protests like this. Like my RA was in a Black Lives Matter protest. I saw her. Post Snapchats and stuff that's like with all the snow around her and said all this white and still no privilege, like saying the white privilege and everything. So if you're going to allow these people, why can't you allow conflicting viewpoints?
Yeah.
It just seems very ignorant. Luke, do you think they're right in banning you?
No, they're not. This Black Lives Matter thing is getting kind of out of hand.
It's
really racist, and they just don't, they jump the gun, they don't think about what they're doing or what they're saying or what's actually happening. I mean, I know there's some bad things out there happening to them. I know they've been through a lot, but there's not everybody that's trying to get them. I'm not out there just hoping a black guy dies
today. Mentality.
I don't want anybody to die. I'm just, it's kind of getting to a ridiculous point where they just think everything's against them, everything's bad for them, and we're getting everything we want and doing anything we want. No, I mean, it's not like that.
it's such a big victim mentality. It's always, I'm the one who's hurt. You guys can't be hurt because I'm the one who's hurt right now. And one of the things I think that's the best way to describe all these movements and everything is you give them a little bit. You gave them a little bit of a platform to speak. You've got all these feminists, these Black Lives Matter, really all these idiots, kind of a place to speak. And they say, okay, I can speak now. Let's see what I say if I say this. And nobody's barking back. Nobody's saying anything back.
Exactly.
So they keep going further.
And if there was a White Lives Matter movement, do you understand how hurt and how...
You get in trouble for saying All Lives Matter.
Exactly. People and how mad the Black Lives Matter people will be.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
People are getting suspended from schools. Some guy, I can't remember, the university, did get suspended 60-something days for saying All Lives Matter. That is crazy.
Yeah.
A podcast,
wait, 60-something?
Sue the school.
Yeah.
Wow.
A podcast me and Drew like, Brunch, with Pete Blackburn and DJ Bean. Love those two guys. Hilarious. But I was listening to a podcast. They were saying, just a reminder, jazz isn't racist. And I was kind of like, what are they talking about? And they were like, well, this guy from the Tenors, he said something a little racist. You know, they kind of went on like it was, he said, you know, the N-word 1,000 times. What he had said was All Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Like, I love those guys are hilarious, but you got to bring it back off the edge. That is so far. Drew, I know you kind of listened to Ben Shapiro a few times. I mean, what do you think he should do? What do you think, you know, how do you even combat this?
I mean... I don't know, Ben, he's a really smart guy. I've watched a couple of videos he made about, like, radical Islam and all that. And, I mean, is he banned permanently, or just...
I believe it is most likely, and all I could, it is a permanent ban.
Well, I mean, that's just kind of... It doesn't make any sense to ban him. I don't think you can do anything to combat it, so...
I don't think he can. It's like Milo with his Twitter thing, which he still, I mean, you know, the only way I see Milo post about it, I see in his blogs or anything, is through Facebook.
No.
And I kind of hate that for him. It's very ignorant, I think. Very ignorant. next, we'll go on to somebody who Ben Shapiro doesn't like with Trump, and we'll go to Melania Trump. Her old nude photographs of her posted, which one, she's a model, no duh, she's got new photographs. Yeah. I don't get that when people are upset about this. She has new photographs posted, and the left is saying, do you want this as president, as the president's wife? Well, I mean, if people are disregarding what, you know, as the left keeps pushing away that, you know, all this stuff that happened to Bill Clinton, you know, with his sexual harassment, then why are you looking at what Melania Trump's doing? And also the same people who say, you know, don't body shame, don't fat shame, don't slut shame, and that are, you know, doing this. So, Luke.
I wish I knew more on this point, but I'm sure somewhere down the line there's been a great president whose wife has done something like modeling like this. Wearing clothes that wasn't part of that time period. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, look at Kennedy. Kennedy had an affair with Marilyn Monroe. So, I mean,
yeah. They're humans. They do stuff. I mean, it's not a bad thing. She was a model.
Yeah.
I'm sure they
weren't like total spread outs and.
They were. If you've ever seen a Playboy, they were much like. It was a Playboy. I don't think was a Playboy. It was shots. Like, I mean, it's like what Kim Kardashian does.
Many times you've seen
Kim Kardashian's boobs come across the timeline. I mean,
everybody just loves.
Yeah,
that.
We love that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Because
I love Kardashians. Well, let's see what else I have here. I was gonna jump to something, but I forgot. When I got to that Kim Kardashian boobs thing, my head got trance. In a trance. Chrissy Teigen, residential Twitter idiot. She just has some of the most outlandish things she can be mad at. Like right now, she's pissed that Miss America is white. She's pissed that I think it was all of Miss America this year was white. I mean, it's just something that happened. I mean, pretty, and this isn't to say, like, oh, you know, white people are beautiful and everything, but pretty white girls, pretty blonde white girls usually get put up on a higher pedestal. Yeah. If you had to pick from any type of girls, it would be probably a pretty blonde white girl. I mean, and it, like, people would say, like, you know, I wish, what I really wish the contest was like, it would be like, Kanye West and like any other like kind of ignorant rapper like Lil Dicky, like, you know, all these guys, and they pick who they want to bang the most. And I give you 1,000,000,000% chance.
Oh yeah.
The first 10 years of that pot, that thing, 9 times out of 10, pretty blonde white girl, every time. Just,
that's the white guys, I guess.
What do you think about the about this stupidity, Luke? About it being mad about this?
I mean, I really don't. I mean, I see where they come from, but I mean, it's just, it's not that big of a deal to get mad about something. I mean, how many black girls even tried out for it or tried to go out for? You know what I'm saying?
There was something this year where some African American girl won, and she was like in like the
Marines. So then again, like, so, yeah. who like the good competition is probably like 10 of them are white and 2 of them are black. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So ratio like that.
Well, it's been shown that pageants are a white thing. They're very predominantly white. You look at what's that old show I used to watch because I used to laugh at it.
Talking about the ones where the kids are.
Yeah, it was like the pageant moms or something.
Yeah.
I don't think there was even maybe but a few black girls on there. And that's just how it is. White people like pageants. I mean, what are you going to do about it?
I don't understand it. I mean,
it doesn't make any sense.
You don't see any, you know, white guy getting upset that only black rappers win Grammys or.
Yeah, I think
it's just something like that.
I think it's like 10 years in a row where Nicki Minaj won a BET Best Female Artist Award. Well, I mean,
so exactly. Do we have a WET? We're not going to say it. I'm saying it's
that
like that.
Wet.
Imagine if we had
stupid.
A WET.
Oh, my goodness. It's such a dumb argument. It's such a stupid thing to say. But, yeah,
like
you said,
it's just a white cultural thing. It's nothing against them. There's pretty black women out there outside.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. I mean, it's just something that happens. I mean, if they try for them, I'm sure they might win more.
Yeah, I think Chris King was also kind of more mad it wasn't African-American. It was just everybody wasn't in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, obviously, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. I've made my case for Asian women. I'm a very, very big advocate of pretty Asian women. Next, Gawker owner. I don't think you two have much to say about this. I thought it was not Gawker owner. I didn't write his name down. Thought I remember his name. Big brain, can't remember his name. He goes bankrupt, declares bankruptcy, and when I hear declare bankruptcy, all I can think about is Michael Scott from The Office walking out of his his office and saying, "I declare bankruptcy," and then going back in. Gawker, hilarious. They got taken down this summer, I believe, a few months ago with Hulk Hogan, where they released a sex tape without him knowing, and he put
God,
the leg drop
the
on him.
One ever.
Yeah. Put the leg drop on him, and he made him basically go broke. Hilarious. Let's move on. Skip Bayless. Did you watch First Take, Luke? Were you a First Take guy?
I mean, I've watched before.
You watched? Have you ever seen First Take?
I try to watch it around the chance.
You know who Skip Bayless is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Both of you know Skip Bayless. I wasn't a big First Take fan. They just get annoyed. Well, I mean, obviously, didn't watch First Take. What did you think about Skip Bayless moving to Fox Sports 1? Because that's where he is
moving?
Now. Yeah. Well, he is there now.
How's Stephen A. feel about it?
I mean, I can imagine Stephen A. Like, he's now the biggest idiot on that show.
I mean, I guess it is what it is. I don't know, man. I'm going to miss it because they had some good times.
They
good
did.
Arguments.
They did.
Pretty
they had
funny.
Some really good stuff. Whenever Stephen A., no, not Stephen A., but Skip Bayless would claim every team in the state of Texas is his. He'd say, "My Spurs, my Texans, my Cowboys, my Rangers." Like, he would declare every team in that state for his.
Anybody likes the Cowboys is a dumbass.
Yeah, that is true. If you do like the Cowboys, you're an idiot.
These Gates. Coach Russ.
Coach Russ likes the Cowboys?
He's like, you know, I think
in
I
his
that.
Classroom, you know how they went, like, 1-2 games maybe at the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
He had it on his board about how many games they've won and how many they lost, like their undefeated streak, and he took it down like after 3 games. So they started winning.
I had a professor who was a English Premier League soccer fan, and it would be like he would put up the standings, and it would be like New Hampton versus like, and you know all of these stupid pretentious names, New Hampton versus Clappington this week, and like it's so stupid. I hate soccer.
Clappington.
But Skip Bayless actually did come out this week and say that he's not a shock jock. And for those who don't know the term, shock jock is somebody who comes out and says, like, you know, like, Johnny Manziel, he'll be all right in 2 years. Like, you know, he says stuff that, you know, you're like, what the hell is he talking about? But apparently ESPN handcuffed him, basically made him handcuff him, not literally.
Oh, God.
the look Luke gave me, he thought I was about to go to a crazy story. But they handcuffed him, and they basically told him to tweet all this crazy crap because they needed a. I mean, it's a move. It's a PR move. Where I told you guys, I told you guys, it's called somebody where they said something about what I said about Islam on the podcast. I said, if you say something crazy, you get recognition.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you get recognition. So what does this do? Stephen A., if he's not that great at sports takes, if he says something crazy, you know, people are like, oh, okay, this dude's crazy. I've got to tune in to watch.
Yeah.
You think ESPN did this, or do you think he's just a liar?
I could imagine ESPN doing it. If it's going to make them money, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're a huge company. They control a lot, so I'd imagine that they could have power to do that.
I'd imagine that it did happen, mm-hmm. but ESPN doesn't want any money.
Oh, no, of course they don't want any money.
They're trying to cover it up.
Yeah, of course they are. It seems like something they would do.
So you're saying Skip Bayless would do one stuff? Or?
Yeah, when Skip, apparently, what he says is he didn't run his Twitter account, which now I can imagine Skip sitting there like watching a game, and then he just like opens up Twitter.
Yeah.
And he's like,
well, what was the tweets
dang it. Like, I'll go look him up. Some of his craziest tweets.
Excuse me. So he was leaving.
He's leaving ESPN. He's left ESPN. He's over at Fox.
And they started tweeting a bunch of crazy stuff.
No. Whenever he was running his Twitter, whenever he was at ESPN, he would have some of the crazy tweets. Like, let's see. Can't spell crazy.
I remember seeing some crazy off-the-wall tweets. So then when he left ESPN, he's saying they were doing it.
Yeah, he's saying they were giving him.
Yeah, I can believe that. I can believe somebody ran his Twitter.
Either stuck a tweet or he was being tweeted. Like one was, let's see, the Houston Texans will forever regret if they did not take Johnny Manziel with the number one pick. He will haunt them. And Brown stole a starting quarterback, Brandon Wheaton, much better than Tannehill. Shout out, I'm actually wearing my Tannehill jersey right now. My shirt, I mean. We'll beat out Colt, have a 6-7 good year. T. Rich and Whedon is, you know, he was saying that.
So now he's saying he's never tweeted any of that.
He's saying, yeah, he's saying those
were. Yeah, I could see somebody running a Twitter account. But the stuff he says, I could see. Wasn't he a big Tim Tebow fan?
Yeah, he was a big Tim Tebow guy.
So, like,
I mean, you never know, from also what he's saying, they kind of scripted first take. So I would love to think Skip Bayless watching like a Patriots game.
Yeah.
And he's like scrolling through Twitter. He's like, come on, what the hell? Why did they tweet that? Skip Bayless, apparently not a shock jock. I haven't listened to some of his new stuff he's got. I think they're giving him a full show, like they gave Coward over a full show. Let's go Trump versus NFL. Personally, my favorite story of the week. Apparently, because Trump, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Trump was, I think, wasn't it the USFL he was big on? You guys know about the USFL?
Yeah, and it like crashed.
Yeah, it crashed. Yeah.
We talked about it on here earlier.
Yeah, I think we did. Mm-hmm. So Trump, obviously instrumental in the USFL,
mm-hmm.
And it pours, it crashed. It's one of his, I think, 5 failed businesses. But once again, I'll say this, 5 failed businesses, he started 515. So the success rate is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I don't know why people always bring that up. His 5 failed businesses, so stupid. But anyways, so that happens, the collapse. And then apparently the debates this year are going to be on Sunday nights. I cannot recall last year if they were on Sunday nights. I don't think they were. They may have been on Saturdays this year, like full Democratic and stuff like that. Apparently the NFL emailed him, said, You gotta do us a solid, bud. You gotta help us move some of these debates. They're on like primetime huge games, which I don't know what games they're on, but and then he calls him out, says this. NFL says, no, we definitely didn't do that, you idiot. Hillary kind of stays out of the fight. Is this beneath the NFL to do this? Because it seems like something they do.
Yeah. It does. I mean, could Trump expose the email?
I thought he would. He never broke out the emails. He never said anything.
I don't feel like Trump would wildly make that up.
He wouldn't just make that up.
No, I don't think he would either. Him. Which, I mean, it's not also beneath him to make this.
Yes, I mean, I really don't know. Yeah, so he's probably got to wait a little bit to have some more facts. But, yeah, it probably does gain a lot of publicity on him.
Oh, yeah, you know he does. I
could see the NFL saying, hey, man, like we got a big game coming up.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. This has been, I will say, the most insane, crazy political race in years and years and years and years. I would say decades even. And, you know, then you got like Patriots-Packers on a Sunday night. They want people to watch Patriots-Packers. Mm-hmm. Why would they not? Why would they want to give...
Panthers and somebody.
No, not Panthers and somebody. they would give, you know, why would they want to give ESPN ratings over NBC or wherever? So I could see it. It's not beneath Trump. It's not beneath the NFL. The NFL also, Tom Brady's still suspended. I am absolutely shocked that Tom Brady's still suspended. Good. I'm actually on Team Brady. Really? I don't want him to be suspended.
Why?
I just don't.
They'll be fine. They'll win.
They'll win all the four games. That doesn't shock me. If they beat the Cardinals by 30 with Garoppolo, it won't shock me. But I don't like, for one, how it was over. You know, you hadn't heard about it. Then they come out of the sky with a suspension. I'm Team Brady on this one. I don't mind Brady anymore. I'm done hating Tom Brady officially. I'm trying to figure what else you guys want to talk about. We can go with Tom Jackson, Eminem vs. Drake. You had some good. You probably had some good takes on that. Or we can go Arthur. You guys want to go Eminem vs. Drake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we doing all three?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do everything. I just wanted to see what you guys want to do next.
What's the Eminem vs. Drake?
So basically, the story goes. Apparently, it's somebody on Drake's level released the fact that he has writers getting ready to write a diss against Eminem if it does happen. This is basically like us saying, like, all right, this is the attack plan if North Korea launches their nukes. You know? Like, this is what we're going to do. I think one...
It'll never happen.
Crazy paranoia by Drake.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like out of nowhere because Eminem's tired, isn't he?
No, why would he be retired?
I thought he was tired.
I don't think he is.
He hasn't made anything since.
Yeah, but
it might be a good rap guy.
That tells that you're kind of new to being big into rap because Eminem doesn't release things for 6 years.
That's the difference between like him and Lil Wayne.
Where Lil Wayne
will drop something crazy. Sometimes they're good, but just most songs aren't relevant because they sound the same as all those songs. Yeah.
What was it? It was like the Carter, not Carter, but it was one of the mixtapes. And he like sampled Adele's song.
Sorry for the Wait.
Yeah.
He did like he was going to drop Carter, then he dropped Sorry for the Wait, then he dropped Carter, then he dropped Sorry for the Wait 2, then he dropped another like album.
One thing I ask with like albums and stuff, even like with rock, like don't give me an album every year. I'm fine not giving an album every year. Every 3 or 4 years, if it's good, give it to me. I'm fine with that.
Well, I mean, I guess. Right now, I'd say Drake is the GOAT of rapping.
Not a chance.
Up today.
Definitely.
Up today. I wouldn't say go, but today, he's. You know what? Right now, he's the greatest rapper.
Are we forgetting Warning Shot that Eminem gave Mariah Carey and what's his face? Nick Cannon? Are we forgetting about that? Have you never heard that song?
I don't think so.
Where he talks about dry humping Mariah Carey?
If it happens, I would say it's going to be a good fight.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, Eminem will probably say something crazy, and I'll be like, oh, my God. But then just the style of Drake, I think he'd win it in today's rap.
Drake will come at him like, you a white boy lame ass, and like, Drake will, not Eminem, Eminem will drop a nuke on him, and it'll be like something you've never heard. Like Drake, like you will find out Drake has a teeny penis through Eminem. Like it'll be like you got a small member, bro.
Could be a good publicity stunt by Drake if he can pull it off. But you know, Eminem might.
Well, maybe it is publicity stunt because I hadn't heard about anything from Drake in a while. My Twitter moments had been like Drakeless for the longest time, and then
he dropped views.
He got drunk.
He dropped views, and that's it.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything since. So. I kind of see. I think if
Drake's embodying people, I don't know.
And Joe Budden
ruined Meek Mill's career.
I heard he's gonna make since then.
Meek Mill was getting hot.
Meek Mill wasn't that bad.
Meek Mill was getting hot though. Like,
he was doing good. It's not like he was just doing bad.
No. Yeah, he was starting to get up there on Ross level. Him and Ross about to be a main pair.
Is Rick Ross dead?
Yeah, he ain't dropped in a while neither. Because Drake honestly wiped out the whole MMG, WMG.
Oh, I was about to say, it was him doing the Snapchats, but no, that's DJ Khaled doing the Snapchats. Both bad guys. but no, it's not Meek Mill. It's a guy who actually has a career and has made. You want to come with a dude who has, like, fought side by side with, like, 50 and Jay-Z.
Lyrically, Eminem will probably tear him up, but I'm saying today's generation will probably like Drake's better.
Yeah, because today's generation is idiots.
I like to hear
if it's got a hard, if it's got like a really really hard beat,
I don't know, because Drake said some crazy stuff sometimes.
Yeah,
I can't really. I was thinking about one of the craziest Drake lyrics I've ever heard, but I can't think of anything really. There is probably something. I know there's something.
Right, going against somebody.
Yeah,
I mean them whole Meek Mill songs he dropped was crazy.
The what was it? Yeah. I heard what was it? Uh, not Was it... Crap, I can't remember what it is. But it was something about Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj, and I can't remember what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he obliterates. He obliterates Drake. 100%. That's my final
pick. I'd like to see it.
I would love to see it. It's like a nuclear war. I don't want it to happen, but I kind of want to see it. I kind of want to see it happen.
Somebody's career is going to get ruined. All
oh,
I
yeah,
say.
Definitely.
You know what? It'd be funny if they just like flip the script and like win against like somebody. Like who's another fan? Like they just like win it like Young Thug and just destroy his career.
Oh, God. I wish they would.
Not. Yeah, I'm.
Why?
You like Young I heard Thugs? Three or four of his songs. I was like, wow,
like
this
him,
is
are you
awful.
Kidding me? I mean, he's like a Rich Homie Quan. I mean, I like Rich Homie Quan. Rich Homie Quan sings some good songs.
But he does,
but it's just. I mean,
most Young Thug songs are really good though.
How does he sound like that? Don't he sound like a
it sounds,
dying pigeon?
That's what he sounds
he's
like.
He's got that high pitched voice.
I'm not into
he sounds like a more annoying Lil Wayne, basically.
So
but
he
it's
sucks.
Good. No,
Lil
it's
Wayne
good.
Already sucks. So yeah.
But he doesn't
I'm just,
suck.
I'm
like
just
Lil
saying,
Wayne.
Like obviously if that was to happen, like everybody went to everybody, it would be a final four of like Drake, Jay Z, Eminem, and like Kanye West.
I know y'all don't want
to. Well
happen.
I'm thinking of up and coming rap like Kodak Black and
I don't like Kodak.
Lil Uzi and
you guys are talking
Spanish. I don't
right
listen
now.
To that stuff. I mean, I've heard about. I don't listen to it.
Kodak
I stay
Black
with my...
in jail right now for armed robbery.
See,
and
why don't you what?
Taking
why
a
why we taking,
took a hostage.
You know what Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane would probably. It's probably the best rapper in the game right
you're
now.
You're not. You're not a real rapper if you don't get caught with something and you don't not go to jail. If you go to jail, you're a loser. You're a loser, Miles. You're
really?
A loser.
So wait, you think Gucci's a loser?
You think Gucci's a loser?
Who Greg? Gets ice cream tasted on my face?
Gucci. Have you seen him though? He's lost.
He's,
so
he
seen
is.
Him? He's got.
That's
nice
what being
ass.
In jail do. That's why you
yeah.
don't go to jail. I know you two won't want to see it, but I want to see like a Kendrick Lamar, like Eminem, Drake, Jay Z. I want to see them just destroy rap, where there's no rap anymore. That's
I think
my,
chance.
That's
what,
my
what would
picture.
They do? Just go at each other.
Yeah, they just destroy each other to where none of them ever want to rap again, and that's like the big four rap, and then they're done, and we never hear a rap song.
Yeah,
ever
but
again.
There'll still be some
there's
crazy
extreme
like,
scenario.
Rich Homie Quan trying to do something, or Young
yeah, like
Dolph.
Young the
Dolph.
Come
it's like
up.
Young Dolph.
Who is that?
Yeah, you know, be cool. Young good. Dolph. Yeah, I've heard Young
yeah.
Dolph. He raps with Gucci, but it would be pretty cool if like all the major labels like OVO, WMG, you know, where who's Eminem with?
Bad Boy.
Bad Boy?
No, I'm kidding. That
Rock
was like,
Nation.
That was like Puff Daddy's old record.
Yeah, Rock Nation. They all like started going at each other. Wherever Gucci's on, that'd be very pretty sweet.
Did you hear about Suge Knight? Suge Knight tried to kill Eminem twice.
Really?
Yeah. How did he not do it?
I can't remember what... I have no idea. I didn't read the story. I just saw the headline. Thought it was hilarious.
Eminem is a savage, though.
Suge Knight's just an arse. I mean, like who does that?
Tried to twice.
Luke talked about it.
I think he messed up the first time.
If you don't kill a guy the first time,
then you're probably not.
You're done. Like,
yeah. Well, you could learn what you do. You could learn from your mistakes, but apparently.
Okay, you're a killer. You come to some person, you try to kill them. They don't die. You don't go back again. You try somebody else.
But what if? That's not how it works. I don't think that's how.
If
it
you
works.
Don't get caught.
You don't get caught. Did he get caught?
No, not the first time, not the second time, neither. He just, I guess like statute of limitations has passed, and he's like, hey,
if it's so long ago, do you still get arrested?
No. Like Bill Cosby, I think some of the rapes he did was actually not under statute of limitation, so he got pulled in for some of them, and not all of them. Like, if it happened in like 1990, I think statute of limitation for rape is like 12 years. I actually don't think there's actually a limitation for murder. I'm not sure.
I don't think there's a few murders, I'm pretty sure. No.
But robbing like a bank or something. I mean, that'd be.
Yeah, you know, that'd be pretty. Out. Yeah, if you rob a bank,
you, rob a
you
bank
stay away for however long.
Oh, yeah. But you just stash the money somewhere.
It's so crappy because statute of limitation for rape ranges from 3 to 30 years.
3 years. That's
yeah, isn't that crazy?
How would
so,
it range?
So in one state, it's in states. So in one state, like North Carolina, if you rape somebody in like 2012. And it's only like 3 years here, get away with it. But if like you rape somebody like this, I guess like the 90s, and you know you and it's now, you get away with it. No, you can't get away with it. That's so crazy. It's stupid. Tom Jackson retired this week. Luke, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I just like him and Boom.
Boom's getting left alone.
What do you mean?
I think
they're all leaving. Keyshawn.
I think most of them. I don't think Dick is not gonna be there. Dick got fired.
Really?
Yeah.
Fired?
No, I don't think fired. I think he got like demoted. But
they used
like,
to make Monday Night Football for me.
I mean,
come on, man, and all that. They don't have a blast up there.
But here's my thing. I don't care.
You don't?
Because
I liked it.
I think commentators and people like that are overrated. Extremely overrated. You cannot tell me that. In two weeks, whenever it does get back. I guess they'll be back this week on the 7th. It's like the Colts and the Packers, first preseason game. You cannot tell me that 100% they're not just going to fill that seat with another dude and you're like, whatever. I think Mike Tirico's not even coming back this year. The guy who called the game with John Gruden, my guy. I love John Gruden.
Really?
To death. That's the only commentary I'd be sad if he left. But yeah, I 100% think commentators are ready. Drew, what do you think about commentators? Have you ever heard?
I mean, basically, they just sit there and talk and get paid so much money. Just
they're good at it.
Talk about a game.
They're good at it.
I guess, yes. But
I mean, what would a game be without commentators?
I don't know. I like to put on I like to put on headphones and listen to music or something. Listen to a music podcast, whatever.
Just a random.
I mean, like,
okay, so you're telling me like
it would be exactly the same.
Yep.
Game 7 Tirico, finals, down to the wire. It would not be the same without commentators.
I don't know.
Kobe Bryant makes 13 of 23 shots in the last 10 seconds.
If it was on anywhere but ESPN, maybe. I cannot stand Van Gundy. I can't stand any
of the random
facts
they bring out. It makes the game.
It'll be like LeBron's the first player that has a name that started with an L to score 27 points in an NBA Finals game that's on a Thursday.
They get you going like. Come on, he breaks the tackle. Oh, he's off to 20.
Boomer 30. Was the only guy who could do that for me. And
rumbling,
just,
bumbling, stumbling to the end zone.
Now that I know he's a bad person. Because there are like videos of him like cussing out like the staff and stuff. He's like,
really?
Put on my GDF and makeup. Like in there doing his stuff. It's hilarious. But he's not a good person. Very rare do I like sport. I like sports writers. I like some sports shows. Mm-hmm. I don't watch ESPN as much. But I don't like commentators. If you guys had to choose one set of commentators, who would you choose forever? I would choose the guys to do the NHL on NBC stuff, Doc and Eddie, every day.
I'd probably choose like
the wrestling commentators.
King and
inside
JBL.
The NBA. Inside the NBA. That's what we're talking about.
Oh,
like,
true. Yeah, those guys. King and JBL for the rest of your life will be hilarious.
Have you heard the bad ESPN commentators? Little videos they make. People make of like.
Yeah, I know.
That's be
about.
Hilarious. It was like. I saw the one like, and look, but it's way to the end.
Yeah, yeah, those, yeah. Those
those were hilarious. I would want some of those in a game.
ESPN actually used to have a comedian. I can't remember his name who did Monday Night Football, and he was not good.
Oh,
and
really?
People like really hated that guy. I can't remember his name. Really, he looked like Stink. He looked like Mark. Crap, I can't remember his name. But commentators don't make it for me sometimes. The Giants commentators are the only ones I ever listen to. The San Francisco Giants, they were the only ones I really ever kind of liked. Next, my favorite story, a story Luke actually found out when I got brought him down here. Orlando Bloom has a baby arm betwixt his legs. I mean, I showed you guys the picture.
Like, why does he need that? Why does he get a good body?
Why does he get
all the money?
Cutest face I've ever seen on a human.
Yeah, cute face, good hair.
I just want to say this
and
now.
That.
He's trending on Twitter, and when we started this podcast, it was at 114,000 tweets. Now it's at 122,000 tweets.
Yeah, it's a lot of tweets, and in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, how does he get that? He got to be the co-star in a bunch of crappy Pirates movies besides
crappy Pirate movies.
Those movies
hey,
suck.
That was the best
those
movie.
Those movies suck.
The Caribbean suck. Pirates Caribbean, that was a great
movie.
They were
the
great movies.
Terrible movies. Awful.
No, they weren't. They were actually really good. I liked
them. Awful. Terrible movies.
I like
them. Oh.
Goat.
Worse than the Bourne series, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, the Bourne series, do not compare them to the Bourne series.
Hey, Sean, give me a murder you.
He
does.
He
I swear he does.
You know what?
They're so confusing, but he can follow.
Your dad is the weirdest. Like, he had, for years and years, I used to get mad because I was sitting there playing the Xbox, and I would look, and there would be like a Nick Cage collection. I'm like, what idiot owns us?
He loves Nicolas Cage.
And it was like the first National Treasure, The second National Treasure, and then, like, I think some random movie.
I watched one of them.
What's the one where he's a convict on an airplane?
Con Air. Have you ever seen Face Off?
No, I haven't.
Face Off's my favorite Connery movie.
Which one's the one where he gets... Come on.
Because what he does, he switches faces. Like, the whole kind of movie is friggin' insane. They take off his face, and they switch it on to another person. And then there's, like, a whole scene in the movie where he's like, they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, he turns around with his Nick Cage face, like, Face Off! Like, what? Face Off! And he says, like, 5 or 6 times, it's the best thing in the world.
But technically, is he the star of that movie?
He is the star of that movie with, I think, John Travolta. I'm going to look it up. Yeah, Face Off was... It's one of those movies. It's so bad, so terrible, it's good. Oh, wow, actually, it's got 82% on a Metacritic, 92 on Rotten Tomatoes.
92 on Rotten Tomatoes. 92 on Rotten Tomatoes.
It was... I don't think it was John Travolta. Was it Travolta? Yeah, it was Travolta. But yeah, he kept saying Face Off the whole friggin' time on his thing.
But hilarious. I don't know how... I can't even follow the Jason Bourne movies. I have no clue what is Sean in any of them.
We went to go see that one, and the only reason I remember it was because when The Dark Knight Rises came out, I was begging everybody, please, why do we... Because I'd already seen The Dark Knight Rises. I was like, please, why are we going to go see the Jason Bourne movie? Let's just go see The Dark Knight Rises again. Like, because that movie's like 3-something hours long. I friggin' love those movies. I actually watched Batman vs. Superman again last night. And I finished
morning,
it this morning.
You were asleep.
I was asleep during the... I pulled a Luke, and I went to sleep during the biggest action scene of the whole movie.
Y'all how y'all watch them all?
I bought it.
No, he has it.
I bought it. Yeah, and then I watched on the TV.
Because I walked in, and you looked like you were awake. You had he had his glasses on, he had his head propped up, and I thought he was awake.
I was dead asleep watching those movies, because I stayed up to 1 o'clock last night trying to watch them.
I got a question on that, though. Is the Batman in that movie, does he kill people or not?
He kills it.
He kills a lot of people, but I think he doesn't want to kill people.
There's a part of that movie where he jumps the Batmobile out of the second-story window, and, like, it takes off the bottom half of the truck. And there are people in the back of the truck. And the guy, like, at last second, like, dives, ducks, and you're like, wow, he's dead. And then, like, the next scene, the truck stops tore off, and he's got his gun, and he's, like, doing like this. The henchman, like, no, you're dead, pal.
Like, there was one, like, they can't say he doesn't kill because he literally took a knife out of his shoulder and he stabbed someone.
It's what movie are you talking about?
Batman vs. Superman.
Okay, so it's the 4th Batman movie?
No, it's totally new.
Oh, yeah. So it don't go with any of the other ones? Yeah. I need to watch it still, though.
It's a good movie. It's 3 hours long. But, no, actually, I got the extended version, and it's, like, 20-something extra minutes, and it doesn't add as much to the plot.
What does it add?
I mean, there are, like, little parts of it where it's like, oh, okay, that makes a little more sense. Like, I think it tells you that Lex Luthor was sending all those notes and stuff to him that said, your family died, like, you know.
But, I always thought that Superman and Wonder Woman were from the same planet.
Mm-hmm. I always thought that, too.
Always thought that.
But, back to what we were talking about. With Orlando Bloom's monster schlong. I want to say that when I was looking at the picture today...
How can Katy Perry even handle that?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I was looking at the picture, and I noticed, I was like, oh, shadows always kind of cast a little more. You know, they're longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, well, still, if you take off maybe 2 or 3 inches for casting, that's huge. That's middle of the thigh.
Yeah,
that thing's nearly down to his knee. Like the
fact, it could be the way, like the sun. If the sun is up here, though, it could be casting down longer to it. But still,
it's just
they get a shadow like that in the first place.
Yeah.
Two things in mind. One, do shadows project thickness? And two, why is he fully erect on a boat? On that little paddle boat?
He's not.
I hope he was.
I think it's on sauce.
I hope he was.
Maybe just don't grow at all. Maybe just sticks up. You know.
If you look at it, he's not.
Oh, yeah, Drew's got the same page.
If it's big like that, maybe it don't go up. Maybe it's so heavy and thick. Also, it just sits there, all just dang, waiting.
Well, you know, also, now I'm looking at Katy Perry.
Sorry about that.
Katy Perry is not as hot as she used to be.
Yes, she is.
Look, it's there right there. I'll turn around.
Maybe it's just a beach hair or... Maybe.
I don't know. She's like, she's very white, and I know I'm white, but she's very frumpy. Like, it's not a good look for her.
Yeah. I think they're just bad angles.
They might be.
They're bad angles.
She looks wrinkly and...
She used to be...
Flabby. But why is he naked? That doesn't make any sense. They're not...
Maybe maybe you wanted that picture to get around. Who took the picture?
Yeah, who took that?
Yeah, it was paparazzi. You know, they were just taking whatever the hell they could take. I always, as a kid, growing up, I would always sneak watching The Man Show. I think we talked about that earlier in one of the episodes. That's my like little obsession. And they would always talk about new beaches. Always. And I was like, oh my God, I gotta hit a new beach at some point.
Let's go.
And then I actually not saw, but heard what new beaches were. New beaches are not like the Playboy Mansion. They are not some type of like sex prompts.
A bunch of old people going
there. Yeah, it's old people and kids.
Really?
Because parents bring like their kids to that campground. It's a campground too. So imagine all the things you see at a campground, but naked. Imagine like the fat, overweight white people smoking cigarettes with their kids running around.
I'm sure there's some like naked. A Miami Beach or like Miami where there's new beaches.
I bet there are, but the ones here, not a chance.
Yeah, can't trust a Miami Beach though.
Why not?
Remember we went into it before we went to the cruise.
That was a Tampa Beach.
Yeah, so we didn't go to Miami.
It's basically the same.
Nah, Tampa beaches are nothing compared to Miami Beach.
Really? Yeah, because I just looked for LeBron for the Miami Beach.
Tampa Beach is the...
You think LeBron just like roams in Miami Beaches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know he does.
Yeah, saw it. You didn't see pictures?
Yeah, you never seen the pictures of him.
What do you think they're doing? They're like, what do you think right now Cannon's doing? Besides...
Crying.
Wasn't there like a working out. Crying too?
He's probably just walking around Greenville.
Crying and dying is a little goathee blonde. You see that?
He did a blonde?
Yeah, it's blonde.
Sweet.
It looks like
sweet. Sweet.
I tried to find the picture, but he looks like the guy from Jackie Brown.
So how do you know this? Have you seen a picture?
Yeah, I saw a picture.
Photoshop?
No.
Might be Photoshop.
I mean, why not? Why would it? I mean, that's just such pretty a like sweet. A benign thing
always
to Photoshop.
Because it probably just looks stupid.
Pretty sweet, though, probably.
I've came around with Cam Newton. I'm alright with Cam Newton.
Good.
It's whatever. So I learned.
You,
I learned.
Ray Sandlin,
I don't like how they're going off of like
happen.
51.
If it happens, I would be like the most shocked person in the world.
You don't think they'll win
not
this
a chance.
Year?
They got the same chance as the Colts. Not a chance.
Really? You don't think? What have they lost?
I think the Colts actually got a better shot. We had a way weaker schedule.
What have the Panthers lost? They'll go undefeated this year.
I think
and they will win.
They won't be able to handle it because I'm pretty sure they have a hard schedule now coming out of the Super Bowl.
I'm sure they do. But
hard
they
schedule.
Got more experience.
Jameis Winston's going to be better. Matt Ryan's going to be an idiot. Unless the only way Matt Ryan beats the Panthers twice in a year if it's they played them in the first 6 weeks twice. Because, you know, the Falcons go 6-0 and then finish 6-10. Mm-hmm. It's the only way they beat them.
Jameis Winston will not have.
I don't know. I mean, I was surprised Marcus Mariota this year before he got hurt. He was going to have a big year if he didn't get hurt. I would not be shocked if Jameis Winston...
still
going to
have the number one defense. Still have a good defense.
What?
Great.
Yeah, I still would count on Denver being the top defense in the league.
Well, yeah, I'd say that, but we're going to be top five.
But you might as well be,
Top five.
Yeah, the Colts, it's not going to be fun. Their window is their window slammed shut last year. Let's talk, since we're just down sports. Westbrook, so much about him wanting to go out of OKC. I'm going to take a drink of what my throat's really dry. So much about him wanting to leave OKC. He wants to be traded. This. He says he's signing with OKC.
Good
to hear. Mm-hmm. Fine with that. I don't mind him signing. Him staying at OKC, I think, is good for OKC. Because, I mean...
They'll beat the Warriors this year. That'd be the one team that will just tear them up.
Not a chance.
You don't think? I think so. Russell Westbrook will do something insane.
Russell Westbrook would have to drop 70 again.
And he will. He will.
Him and Oladipo would have to, like, have
games of their lives. Trust me.
Every time.
Probably, like, a line of cocaine before they go play.
only team that worries me about... Warriors Golden State, I think, will either be the Lakers. maybe I would say, like, San Antonio...
Yeah, Powell.
And then Seattle. And I'm just saying Seattle because there's no other team. Because I'm just
the
joking.
Cavaliers?
Probably. I mean,
I don't know. You put...
They may be losing J.R. Smith to the Celtics.
Really?
Yep. Celtics about to get a lot of Hennessy.
Who's the Cavaliers center now?
Who left?
Timothy Mozgov. Well, I guess they've just been using Tristan Thompson there.
I mean, you pay that guy $22 million. Might as well put him somewhere.
If you keep JR, you got Kyrie on, Steph,
like
JR
Kyrie.
On play, LeBron on KD, Kevin on Draymond, and Tristan on whoever else they want to play. Or whatever they do, they'll go small ball. Charlotte would do it.
I don't know. And Charlotte also. Charlotte, I think, is in a perpetual 4-5 seed for the rest of the, for the next however many years. Isn't Big Al gone?
Yep.
He left.
They're
he gone.
Hibbert.
Oh. Oh, that changes everything. What? That makes them the number one contender now.
I hope so.
I got a little thing that I read about Bill Smith, Bill Simmons, and kind of how he said he improved the NBA. And I want to see if you guys agree with it. He said that the NBA champions, if they win it all, they should carry around a title belt for the next season. You guys think that's a good idea?
That's a great
cool
idea.
Because can you imagine, like I don't know, I think you would have one team, one player wear it, and he would just not play the whole year. So, like, they can have, well, not Della Donna isn't even there now. I don't know who would wear it. But
play him not play?
Yeah, and they just not play. And they just be the title guy. And, like, he'll sit down, like,
are they
going to
play in the finals?
Yeah, I mean, well, no, you can, I think you can switch guys throughout the year. So, like, say, you first 20-something games, he doesn't play. The next 20-something games, he plays. And, you know, they kind of rotate. Imagine just some dude sitting down, like, courtside with a big old title belt on. It's like, let's like, got the NBA logo on it, got the NBA championship, their team logo on the little side things.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, gold. It'd be beautiful.
Sweet.
And cool. Only one title. We're not going to have, like, the Eastern Conference champ title, West Conference champ title.
Yeah.
Only one title.
Yeah.
But it'd be a pretty good idea. What are we at, Drew? Like, 40-something minutes?
46.
Okay. We may be actually short today. So, you guys want to talk about Suicide Squad? Talk about Suicide Squad sucking, apparently.
I thought it was going to be great. I've not seen it.
I think it is going to be great. I think it's
got to be good.
Yeah.
People, critics, for some reason, hate DC Comics. For some reason, they hate them.
They love.
I mean, any movie with Will Smith in it is gonna be top notch. I love.
Yeah. Did you see where the creator of it, or the director, I can't remember what it was, but he yelled out F Marvel at the premiere.
I think that got him off on a bad note because critics love Marvel. They love them some Marvel. Every day, I can't.
I don't know why.
Marvel. They love Marvel. I think it'll be good. I've said it a thousand times so much. I love Margot Robbie. That's my girl. Love her to death. Would die for her. But, yeah, there's no way this movie is that bad. People act like it's the worst thing in the world. But then, you know, you see actual fans who went to go see it, and they're like, yeah, don't believe any of that. It's actually really good.
Yeah.
Same thing with Batman vs. Superman. I think it's to each his own.
Yeah.
Just some of the biggest haters have an outlet.
Yeah, I think with that. It was on Snapchat, actually. This guy said that Ben Affleck was the worst Batman ever.
That's George Clooney, my friend. It's George Clooney. All day, every day. The Arthur memes. Have you guys seen the Arthur memes?
Oh, God, they're hilarious.
You seen those?
Mm. Who's Arthur?
Are you an idiot?
Okay, never mind. Wait, you're talking about the little kids show?
Yeah. Doing, and like, they're making DW and Arthur like be very nasty.
Yeah.
I saw someone where Arthur was buttoning up his pants.
And he's like, Ma, you know who you were before this started.
Yeah.
Why does the internet have to just suck so hard sometimes? I don't get it. I mean, I thought they were funny. They're hilarious. The one with Arthur clenching his fist for the first day and a half, it was funny. But then when it gets used for everything.
It got used for so much.
I mean, it's like when you go to the fridge, you don't see any milk and it's fat. Like, it's not funny.
Speaking of which, we don't have any milk.
We don't have any milk. We're out of milk. I tried to make cereal this morning and I realized we're out of milk.
Yep.
Very annoying how the internet takes it. Luke, what do you think the next? What's the next thing? Maybe we can predict it, jump out on it?
Let's start it.
What would it be?
Cam Newton holding the Larry O'Brien trophy. I mean.
So Cam Newton's NBA champion?
I mean,
that doesn't make any sense.
Not Larry O'Brien. What's the name?
What would you, how would that even be a meme? That's just a picture.
No, it'd be sweet. It's going to have something sweet on it.
I don't know. It's so hard to predict. Who could have predicted the crying Jordan? Who could have predicted? I got it right here. Who could predict the Harambe being big? Who could have predicted that?
I just thought I was going to take
a stupid gorilla.
Our third podcast has 62 views.
I saw that, yeah.
That's the highest?
That is the highest we've got. Yeah, I mean, first...
Crap, that's some like stupid stuff sometimes. Maybe. I don't want to get made fun of for it. Let's stop this.
One thing I only worry about is, like, if an official at, like, the school hears it, and like, oh, my God, these guys... Because we get the red E on iTunes.
What's that mean?
We're, like, explicit.
Who put that? How?
They review it, and they hear it. I guess because we probably say something about Islam or something. I think that's what it is.
we cussed that much on it?
No, we haven't.
Sometimes.
Like one word per podcast, I feel like.
Yeah.
Luke did remind me that I got to bring back my Islam hate quote of the day. So I will bring that back here in a few minutes.
62 views, though.
That's a lot. That's a lot more.
That is a lot.
Okay, there's like, for us. What if I viewed it, five times, does it count five times?
It's one account thing per
Good, good. I hadn't viewed it five times, but I used to do it in my huddle.
Really?
To get views up.
Oh, that's what I say.
Yeah, that's actually something I'll see somebody post every once in a while. Somebody follow me, and they'll be like, they'll say, check out my huddle, and they'll be like, you know, like a 2-minute clip, but they may be making a few tackles or
Views.
I think it's hilarious. I watched your huddle a few times.
Awesome, I feel like.
Yep. I watched your huddle like three or four times long. to get you a few.
I don't understand how nobody's big as all yet.
I don't know. We're out of stuff to talk about. So I'll just kind of give you guys a few softballs.
One thing we talk about is how Apple replaced the gun emoji with the squirt gun.
They did that.
That's so stupid.
Very, very specified.
Go to it and you can see it's like green.
Yeah.
Wait, they don't want?
It's a squirt gun. Actually, I don't know why.
If you guys really want to talk about this, we can talk about this right now because I tweeted something about it. Last night, a group of people in London were chanting Allah Akbar, and firebombed a bus. Yes. I don't think they're any survivors.
Wait, where did it happen?
Not on Twitter London. Moments, though.
Not on Twitter Moments.
At Jack.
Why?
Because
it's just so stupid. People don't want to recognize this. People don't want to look at this as to be a problem. It's a problem.
Yes.
It is. What are they going to do about it?
I mean, what can you do about it? They are like a parasite. They've invaded their country.
Mm-hmm.
They're done. Now, I was going to throw you guys a softball and ask you kind of a question about jerseys. We'll go off a serious topic. We'll end on a light topic. How you guys want to do that? I'm wearing a Miami Dolphins jersey. I'm obviously not a Dolphins fan. If you could pick one team that's not your team that you like to watch and follow in any sport, based off of jersey colors and jersey, well, who would you choose? Because, I mean, I own a bunch of jerseys, so I like jerseys.
I mean, like the San Jose Sharks.
San Jose Sharks? Yeah.
Probably go with like a Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, that's like a lame color choice.
Yeah,
it's kind of sweet.
Black and yellow.
I like the Dolphins color. You know, Vikings, or Lakers. Too. Probably
the Lakers.
Would definitely be
Lakers.
I've said it on Twitter. I would go with the Dolphins all day, just because I love the teal, the orange.
Like you saying, yeah, it looks if nice. Right now the Panthers just stopped or the Hornets just stopped, I'd probably start cheering for the Lakers.
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, if the Colts ever get disbanded or something, which
that probably I'd probably football, I'd probably go to the Steelers, but I could possibly make a trip for the Chargers.
I would go cool NFL, Dolphins.
I like Philip Rivers.
NBA. NBA is kind of tough, but I probably would go Golden State because I'd like the city
Golden
jerseys.
State, yeah, that is pretty
good. Yeah. Oh my God, could you imagine if you like right now started watching basketball and like, oh yeah, I like this Golden State team.
Yeah. People would tear you apart.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Like poor kids. Yeah. That are trying to like to get in the NBA.
Yeah. NHL, I'd probably go Pittsburgh because they're going back to their old colors.
Yeah.
Then baseball goes to Diamondbacks because I always like the Diamondbacks.
Are you talking about the old Crows? Like,
so I like the Braves.
Yeah, no, they're going back to like the gold and black.
The gold and black?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like the Braves, but if I had to change, probably go like the Rockies has a pretty cool jersey.
Yeah, I like the Rockies too. The NL West has, I think, is a cool uniform division, except for the Dodgers. The Dodgers uniforms suck. Where are we at, Drew, so we can just go and kind of end this bad boy?
53.
Let's go a little bit longer. Let's try to do...
You want an hour and 4 minutes last podcast?
We did an hour. Yeah. I want to do at least an hour each time. I had some good questions, but I totally forgot what I was going to ask.
Has Lena Dunham been in the news?
No, she hasn't. I was good. Very, very unfortunate that I did not get to write a hate piece on her this week. Very mad I didn't.
That's like a weekly thing.
You know what? Let's trash her. She looks like a bag of milk.
She looks like one of them bag of milk she buy.
You ever seen those little things that you do? They squirt out icing on cakes.
Yeah,
looks like somebody took clear one of those and like put like mayonnaise in it, and then like put like a meat head.
Like a spoon of mayonnaise and slap it down on the table.
She's so grumpy.
So what movies has she been in? Anything?
None. She's been in Girls. That TV show.
Oh, okay.
Well, how do you let people like that in the spotlight?
Oh, you know what, guys, we can talk about?
What?
We can talk about something I meant to talk about last week. I actually think it, I don't think it's on there. It may not be. Yeah, it's not. I got to tell you guys my big news before that. Big news, I'm pregnant. No. I'm kidding. I told Luke, I told Drew.
Yeah.
There is going to be a Arena Football League team in Boone. Mm-hmm. It's not the Arena Football League. It's a kind of like a developmental league. And there's a good chance I could be on as a reporter, sideline analysis, stuff like that. Not exactly what I'm looking to go into, but still, good start. But let's talk about
are
a Tiger.
Are they going to pay for it?
What?
Totally?
I don't know. I hope I do. I hope I get paid for it. I don't know, but I would love to. What I'm really excited about is the Twitter followers that are going to come with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm excited about. Let's talk a little bit about this Tiger attack. Hilarious.
Tiger attack?
Tiger attack. Hilarious.
Oh my god, yes.
Hilarious because one, it happened in another country, so you can laugh about it. And two, this woman just blatantly disobeyed the rules.
Yeah, why would you even get out of the car?
All right, you see her. She's, for those who are listening, a car just pulled up in a wildlife reserve.
Why would you get out?
To argue, she's arguing with this man.
Oh women.
She gets out of the car. She's going over to the other side. She's being very overdramatic. This guy's opening his stuff.
Of course, overreacting.
He also
overreacting
gets
hurt
later.
Does?
And
wow,
watch this.
Her.
Watch this right here.
Is it about to come
just
out of nowhere?
Just takes
back,
her away.
Back
wow.
to the jungle lady.
Takes her away.
Back to the jungle lady. You're done.
Now,
you're out of here.
Who's that on the back? Oh,
have you seen the
all
one?
Want to help.
Have you seen the monkeys?
Wow. Let me give you
a tiger or a lion? That was a tiger?
I couldn't.
That was a.
Hey, have you seen the monkeys doing it on the car?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's
but,
hilarious.
Let me give you guys the backstory. One, it's a wildlife place. Their only rule is don't get out of the car.
Makes sense. Good
rule. That's their only rule.
Which I'm now watching that. Good rule. This woman arguing with the guy in the front seat. So to be very overdramatic, very annoying.
Of course.
She opens the door, gets out, and it's like in China. Gets out.
What's she gonna do?
And starts opening the door. And I
just
what can you
think.
Not say to him right there in the car?
They don't.
Yeah.
Think. You can touch. You can hit him in the car.
You can hit him in the car.
Women don't think when they get angry. They just do whatever
you can
they
do.
Want.
You can do that to him. But you don't get out of the freaking car. Think about that. 1 second of her life where, I mean, I would love to know. Because one, the guy got
now,
a very bad
no?
hurt too. No,
trying
she's
to
dead.
Save her?
She is very dead.
Mm.
The guy also got hurt because he went in and tried to save her. I mean, she's an idiot. That just made me, because then figure out the backstory of it, because I saw her get out of the car, I was like, oh my god, that guy's probably having a seizure or something. Then I found out, like, she was mad at him. Oh god, pissed me off.
I was wondering why she got out of the car in the first place.
So out of nowhere. It's about 150, 154. Luke's got a disappointment. What are we at, Drew?
We're at about an hour, 57 minutes.
No, wait, 2 hours?
I said about an hour.
Oh, I thought you said
so
about an hour and 57 minutes.
No.
Let's go and end it. We'll end it right now. Right. Let's shoot it. All right, good episode.
Like
you got me, at It's Jay Faney, at The Real Drew Fane, at Luke Gibby. Luke, wait, at King underscore Gibby.
King underscore Gibby.
We'll be back next week with the last episode before we're... The last episode will be all together for a while.
It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said... Nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though. Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but the worst...